What's going on, guys? Welcome to Debater Fans. I am AJ.
I am DJ.
I am JJ.
We are in a dark room right now, which is kind of like weird, but also like soothing at the same time. So it's kind of weird, but nevertheless.
No, the lighting is terrible, yeah.
I like sunlight.
And turn on the lights.
What are you talking about? Sunlight, sun. Sunlight.
I like light. Fuck the dark.
Then turn on the lights.
I'm already stationed here.
Yeah.
The battle station. I'm not moving either. Shit.
Looking like Two-Face over there.
What? How?
You know the Batman villain?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. No.
Well, half your face is super dark is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay, okay.
The lighting is intense. Yeah, so what are we going to be talking about, AJ?
I don't know. Let's see. NFL hybrid kickoff was approved by the owners. Let's see. What else? The NFL hybrid kickoff. The hip tackle is officially banned. So tackling is officially banned in football. Only two-hand touch is officially in. Right?
That's what I said.
And we'll throw in some mock drafts. We'll maybe talk some about Ohtani. We'll talk about how Lakers are better without LeBron James. Just saying, man. I'm just saying. But nevertheless, okay, football, guys. Football will never die because football's life. What is you? Okay, no reaction. So the NFL owners have approved of the hybrid kickoff.
Can you explain that?
I will try. According to USA Today, and I quote, instead of players trotting onto the field to watch a kicker sail a football into the end zone, special teams players will line up 5 yards apart from each other at the 40 and 35 yard lines from each side of their fields and wait until a kick lands or is touched by one or two returners.
Lands
or is touched.
So I kick the ball and it has to hit the floor.
I know, but what's the distance?
So let's say the Raiders are kicking at the 40-yard line, right?
Yeah, the kicker's at the 25.
Oh, sure. Sorry. No. Let's see.
Because I'm like, the kicker is, what, like 30, 40 yards away from these people kicking into him? Like the kicker is at his 40 kicking into the other 40?
The kicker is at their 35. Your players are lined up at the Rams 40.
Yes.
So it's a smaller distance.
And the Rams defensive players, the special teams.
So it's like a 40-yard kick.
Yes. Let's see. Yeah. And both player and 45, 40. There's, well, here's a picture. I'm trying to describe it to the audience, but as you can see, imagine if you guys looking at the field from the top, the kicker will kick the ball from their 35-yard line.
I see.
And it will land between the landing zone of the other team's
The end zone.
It says landing zone. Just saying it's the landing zone. Or end zone. Oh, okay.
The end zone and then the landing zone.
End zone.
That's what I was trying to say.
The landing zone,
okay,
from the other team's 20-yard line. So it can be the ball can touch the ground or it can be touched by the two receivers.
So the receivers let it hit the floor or they can touch on themselves.
Yeah, so if you let hit it floor or you touch it, it's fair game.
Kinda dumb,
and why are they doing this? They're trying to promote punt returns or kick returns. They're trying to like incentivize more action, basically. Why? Because I think they made a rule like it. Remember, you guys know how like if the ball is landing in the end zone, touchback.
Yeah.
If the player catches the ball in the end zone, touchback. Last season, I think they made a rule change like if the ball lands inside of 10-yard line. And he takes a knee, is it considered a touchback?
Well, I didn't know.
So there was too many touchbacks and not enough returns. So they're trying to incentivize the returning part.
I guess what I'm confused is that how is the two returners going to touch the ball if the ball hits the floor first or it gets to them? You know?
No, so what happens is, you know how they're 5 yards apart from each other?
Yeah.
So it's just formation. It's not. So imagine a kickoff, onside kick, but there's two people in the back at all, always.
Instead of one.
So, no, because usually what happens is you have a formation of probably like, you know how a defense four, like it's like three in the front, five in the middle, and then two in the back. That's how a kickoff is, you know?
Yeah.
But instead, they're going to line up a whole line of people, and there's only going to be two people in the back. So there's about like 30 yards between the people catching the ball and the people blocking. And then the people rushing are 5 yards from those people.
Yeah, so it's a small distance before they have to run.
So the guys catching the ball, instead of fair catching it, they could, and the, if the blocking is good, they could run 25 yards and then go for a breakout run. So imagine like I formation in football, but you're farther back and you get a run and then try to see where your holes are. That's kind of what they're doing.
So if it hits the floor, they have to pick up and run.
Yeah, you got to pick it up.
Because they have a like a 30 zone like area.
Yeah.
So it's like,
is that enough time by the time someone
reaches I'm them? Pretty sure you can still fair catch it, can't you?
That's what I was thinking.
You can fair catch it, but like,
but I think it gives more incentive for you to try to get those extra yards because you get that leeway of being like because before the you know how the they were separated by at least 10 yards, so they could get like a running start, but then, now they're only 5 yards apart, so it's easier for you to block.
And it's not like something new. XFL has done this in the past, and the NFL's like, we like that. We're going to tweak it a little, but we liked what you did.
Yeah, because at 5 yards, you can still, like, push them off real quick so they don't get that, they don't develop that speed. So then your guy could catch it. Because right now with the kickoff, you guy could catch it, but some dude's, like, 5-10 yards away.
Yeah.
With this new style, the guys are going to be, like, 20 yards away. So you still have an ability to be like, all right, cool, what am I, like, strategize without, like, you know?
I get that. Yeah, it makes more sense now. Well, that's cool.
No, it's not like they're 5 yards apart. They have to catch the ball within 5 yards before getting hit. That's what you thought?
No, what I was thinking, what was going through my mind initially is that a returner grabs the ball. The other returner has to come and touch it too, and they have to take off. Like, okay, here, go, just go, you know?
So you guys.
Maybe.
This is an example.
Because that's it running through my mind.
This is an example from the XFL. This is an example from the XFL. Obviously, we'll see more details when the NFL starts implementing it. I think
live action is going to help me understand.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, you dropped it,
dog. I did nothing, dog. I just moved the mic.
The microphones have fallen. We're sorry, audience. Technical difficulties. You just have to swing it.
I swung it.
No, I was straight dropped it, dog.
I'll still hold on to this. I don't trust
I don't understand why I have to like lean forward, too. You know,
I can't see. God, you're an asshole. Okay, the ball's kicked. Okay, so the guy grabbed the ball.
Oh, you have to wait. You can't
move. Yeah, you can't wait.
No.
I mean, you have to wait.
You have to wait until he catches the ball.
Yeah.
Now, these are XFLs. Now, I'm not sure if this is, like, the detail.
No, that makes sense. Now, the way you were explaining it.
It was saying that you have to wait for somebody to touch the ball or it touches the ground.
Yeah.
And it makes sense now. So, the ball is kicked and you're pretty much on ISO until he catches the ball.
Uh-huh.
It pretty much like a first down play, to be honest. Like I said, it's just like a shotgun eye formation.
Yes.
It's okay.
Omaha.
Now, is this too much? Is this ruining football?
I mean, it's changing how we remember it.
I feel like... I feel like this is a good thing for football.
This rule change was to promote special teams, was to make
what I'm saying. Yeah. I think it's a good rule because the whole waiting for them to catch it, I feel like it gives real initiative on you being creative and doing plays. I just want to know what the is it going to be like a false start? Illegal formation and people start moving before that guy actually touches it.
Well, you know, with new rules, there's always going to be like little tiny loopholes that probably someone forgot to think about, and some special teams coordinator is going to exploit it and then be like, you can't do that anymore, right?
Yeah.
But it's just all a matter of I get the point, but like at the same time, like, is this too much?
No, I think this is good. Kickoffs were kind of boring.
They were. But like but the thing I just have not a problem with it, but I'm like, There's another league who did this, and we kind of almost copy pasted.
Well, they are. I doubt they were like becoming joined. They're actually recognized now, the XFL. Before they weren't.
Mm-hmm. True.
And they were actually being promoted. I think you would see the commercials if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, XFL.
As of now, they joined United to be UFL.
Yeah, UFL. So.
So. But the reason why I like it too, it kind of goes into the perspective of, you know how when the offense snaps the ball, mm-hmm. the defense has to wait till the offense snaps the ball. So it's like now it's the other way. The offensive team needs to wait for the defensive players to start running before they can actually react.
Yeah. Now this is the XFL, and like when the ball has to be touched by the receiver, and then everyone can move. But we'll see if that's the same thing, because in the NFL, they kick, everyone moves in. Everyone's
the moment the ball is kicked.
But you know what it kind of reminds me of too? Like a pick six. That's the reason why I think it kind of looks cool. Mm. Kind of like when you know how when a pick six happens and then the offense tries to go tackle them and the defense is trying to defend the offense like that? Because they're like 5 yards apart, and then you have to wait for the guy to catch it. Like a pick six, you're not going to start trying to tackle a defensive player unless he catches an interception.
True, true. I do see it. Okay. We'll see. I mean, like, the NFL is changing. Clearly it's changing, right? For the good and the better, right? But maybe it'll be good, maybe it'll be bad, right? If it's not, they'll always go back to, like, you know what? Injuries have spiked through the roof. We can no longer sustain this rule. Because talking about tackling and safety, right? The NFL has officially banned the quote-unquote hip drop tackle. And people may ask, what is a hip drop tackle? It is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground. A, grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms. I don't see the difference with both hands or both arms.
There's a like big difference, man.
I see it.
Arms is like, I'm going to hug you. Hands is like, I'm just going
to
hold you.
I've never seen a guy grab someone by the hand. Like, you just use pure arm power to bring someone down.
Yeah, they're called defensive ends. They're called Aaron Donalds.
Okay.
Max Crosby's. That's those guys do that.
And Exhibit B, after the player wraps the offensive player, unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee. Penalty for a hip drop tackle. Loss of 15 yards of an automatic first down.
So pretty much, you know, in layman's terms is...
You can't tackle.
You pretty much...
You can't tackle.
Tackle as if you're dropping a cattle. You know, like the Cowboys when they do the rodeos.
Yeah, they try to grab a little bull from.
They grab them by the horns and then they drop their weight underneath.
Yep.
To try to like trip them and like the whole momentum.
Yes.
Yeah. You gotta go for it. You gotta go.
Yeah, pretty much. But
and why was this bring up? Because big name players were getting hurt.
Aaron Rodgers to be the first.
Aaron Rodgers, also Mark Andrews was hurt. Mm-hmm. I think it was Jamar Chase or someone else was, or Tony Pollard from the Cowboys too.
Yeah.
Now, they're gonna bring out all these stats to say like when players use this type of tackling, it has a 25% chance of injuring the player compared to a normal tackle. Defensive players are coming out and say like, well, what the hell you want us to do? Look at them with our minds and try to stop them because we can't hit them high. Because that's like...
You can't drop weight on them after a tackle. You literally have to just shove them to the floor at that point.
You can't aim high because it's like crown to crown. You can't go low to the knees because that's...
Chop block.
Yeah, chop block. Now we can't wrap our hands around them and fall to the ground because, you know, that's how gravity works. What do you want us to do, NFL?
DJ, do you have something to say?
You used to play defense.
I freaking have no idea.
You used to play linebacker.
Just, you tackle and you shove them to the floor, and that's it.
No, so one of those things is I believe that, you know, what happened to protect yourself at all times? This is a sport. This is a contact sport.
Yes, what happened to, like, this is a violent sport. You're going to get hurt.
This is a contact sport, and it's supposed to be protect yourself at all times. And then thing two, it sucks. I feel like that is kind of like the whole like doing your like dropping your weight and then maybe targeting the legs. Sure, I feel like that is dirty. Sure. I feel like that's not really how you should tackle.
But
because it's one of those things where it's like what you're doing is you tackle somebody and then you drop yourself in their hind area, like near their legs. Like to like buckle their legs, you have to be like a dirty player. Like,
yeah, but like, do you think these guys are actually trying to aim for their legs or they're just like,
yes, they are aiming for their legs.
Really?
Yes, 100%.
Some people do the crocodile movie. That's what it's called, where they grab a leg and just tumble.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. What they're doing is they grab them by the waist and then they drop behind them, because the way your legs work is your legs have a hinge point where they, so you want to like cut off that hinge point.
So let's just say a running back of Derrick Henry's caliber, right?
Exactly. That's how you would take down Derrick Henry.
And let's just say he doesn't get hurt, right? Someone does a...
He did get hurt, I think.
Let's just say he doesn't get hurt, right? In this new season that's coming up. Someone tackles Derrick Henry, and he just falling to the floor because Derrick Henry's a big man. He carried him, and he just happened to look like he's doing a hip drop tackle, and he lands on Derrick Henry's legs. He doesn't get hurt. But it's an automatic 15-yard penalty?
The thing is, the way momentum works, you strategize how you will take somebody down.
In a split decision, I mean...
It's not a split decision.
When you're...
No, that type of tackle is no way, shape, or form a split decision. That tackle is calculated.
You're running towards him.
You're running towards him, and you throw yourself in a certain direction because you're trying to buckle his feet. There's no like split decision. It's like exactly the example that I'm throwing down with the rodeo. There is a technique that is being used and it is efficient. You're throwing yourself, going to get the waist, and the point of the tackle is when you do like a like you just unheaval your feet, you're basically just grabbing on for dear life. And then hoping you make contact with his lower body to bring him down. That's what that tackle is. That tackle is not like you're not physically overpowering the person. You're using the momentum to take out his feet underneath them.
Right. Because I am a 200-pound linebacker that's going to be colliding with a 250-pound Derrick Henry.
Hit him at a 45-degree angle.
You can't. That's chop blocking.
No,
that's not chop blocking.
45-degree.
No.
What the fuck?
He doesn't mean go low. You know what chop blocking is, right?
Yeah, that's not a 45-degree.
So what do you mean 45 degrees?
Just like this.
45 degrees is like this.
Yeah, you tackle him like that.
Okay, and Derrick Henry's just gonna be like, you got me. No, what is he gonna do? His legendary move, the stiff arm, drop you down.
It is what it
but
is.
But you get low.
You can go low.
Yes, you can. 45 degrees.
You by repeating the number, it's not clarifying what you're trying to say.
The worst part is that you work in road construction.
Yes, 45-degree angle from what point? From the middle point? From the his knee?
It's
points?
Like a barricade. You know when you put a barricade for those like the trains or any other thing where it's like at 45 degrees to the earth, so it makes an instant stop. It's using math. To stop somebody, like this is like.
Oh, I see.
Have you ever like seen somebody just stand in place while somebody tries to like run through them, but because they position their legs and their body at a 45-degree angle, it feels like they just like cut them off. Like,
so what I'm trying to understand is like, how can you differentiate a hip drop tackle to a tackle that you just happen to land on his hind legs?
What I'm saying is, no, you asked me the question of. How are you going to bring somebody down that's bigger than you? And I explained you how.
And I don't think it's possible.
That's because you never played sports or like did any contact sport.
Oh my gosh,
that's the only reason.
Yes. So you know basketball boxing people out.
Yes.
You know you could box somebody else that's twice your weight, right?
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Please tell me, little Steph Curry can box out Joel Embiid.
I'm saying
no. It's a simple yes or no.
Yes.
No.
That's because you've never done sports, bro. You don't understand that.
So when Joel is backing up to the paint and Steph Curry's on him, you think Curry's going to stop Joel from getting to the bucket?
Is that boxing out? You know what the term boxing out is?
Yes, preventing the player from getting in to the rim.
What's your definition of boxing out?
So when you get a rebound, you box people out. When somebody is boxing out, when oh. It's mostly for rebounds. It's not for
defensive.
No, boxing out is when you lower your hips and you go. Don't let nobody get through you. So I'm saying Steph Curry could box out Joel Embiid from getting a rebound because Joel Embiid is standing tall. Steph Curry gets low and prevents him from getting through. That's the technique that a little man can easily do on a big man. Watch any. All right, watch basketball. Watch three games, and you'll see a small dude box out a big guy. Patrick Beverly does that shit all the time. Mm. Is he big?
Patrick Beverly, boxing out.
Patrick Beverly is one of the best defenders.
He gets on people's skins and gets on his minds.
I know, but you understand that boxing out has nothing to do with... Well, it does have to do with size, but it's mostly technique. Okay. Because you're lowering your center of gravity, and if somebody is trying to get a rebound, are you trying to get small to get a rebound?
No, you're trying to get big.
Okay, so how you got? You see what I'm saying?
But yeah, I see
somebody.
What you're
somebody's
saying.
Tall and somebody's small. Because the guy that's small is not preventing. Is not trying to get the rebound. He's trying to prevent the big guy from getting the rebound.
I hear you on the offensive rebound, but I'm like, what stop?
Why defensive that, rebounds too?
Why doesn't that term apply to boxing out someone who is approaching a rim? Like, let's just say Joel Embiid is approaching a rim, and Curry's on him.
See, this is the reason why I'm telling you, because you never did sports.
Okay, so
let me explain to you why. Let me explain to you the reason why. So, when you're trying to get a rebound, do you look at the other players?
No, you're looking at well.
Obviously not, because that's stupid. You're trying to get the ball.
You're trying to get your surround. Your
okay,
your,
okay.
Mapping your area. Mapping your like.
No, you don't.
Yeah, like if you're looking at the ball, like you kind of like okay this. Curry's on me.
Rebounds are instantaneous moments. So you're looking up the whole time and then you're going to try to jump. But if some dude box you out, like, oh, damn, I can't get to it. You see what I'm saying? You don't. Sure. The awareness is different.
Sure.
But if you're driving, to that person and you see them and you could get low and your momentum could get low and you could block them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you've seen
there's also, a big difference.
But you've seen also big men overpower little guys when they're trying to be boxed down and grab the rebound, right?
Say that again.
You also seen big men overpower the little guy and trying to get the rebound when they're quote unquote trying to box them out, right?
It happens, yes.
It happens.
But you're asking me, can Steph Curry box out Joel Embiid? I mean, yeah, if Joel Embiid is not paying attention, he could box him out. If Joel Embiid standing up straight and then Steph Curry is like getting low and trying to box him out. Yeah, he can.
Okay.
So, and then if you like, I'm just saying like.
So you're trying to put Joel Embiid on a perfectly, I'm not.
He's trying to get a rebound. How is he going to do it?
By overpowering Steph Curry and reaching higher than Steph Curry over
but
him.
But Steph Curry's not jumping. Why would Steph Curry be jumping? He's boxing him
exactly.
out.
Exactly. But Joel Embiid did jump, extended his legs, his hand over Steph Curry and grabbed it. Overpowering Steph Curry.
Yes, that can happen, but the likelihood of that happen is less likely than him being boxed out. And I'm talking about like if Joel Embiid, let's say he shot he shot a three, right?
Yeah.
And he's trying to charge to get the rebound.
Yes.
He gets boxed out before he gets close. If he's already if he already tried to do a layup, he's already in the area, of course he's not going to get boxed out.
Okay.
He's already there.
Boxed out is
blocking.
Is blocking on the rebound side. Isn't boxing out the same when Joel is backing up? You know, his back is on the towards the rim and he's like dribbling and he's like.
No, that's not boxing
out. So what's that term?
That's driving the paint.
and let's just say that with this for shits and giggles, let's put Anthony Davis on Joel Embiid, and Anthony plays. Anthony is on defense. It wouldn't. Isn't that boxing out? Or
no,
or?
Boxing out is when you don't have the ball. It's when you don't have the ball and you're trying to get, you're trying to prevent another player from getting in that zone, that region. There is a zone where it is optimized for the rebound within 3 or 4 feet of the ball or of the rim, and you box somebody out from that area. You're trying to get them away from the box. I'm just saying that is a situation where a small player can overpower a big player because of the different stances. Same in football. When an offensive player is running, is power being maximized?
Yes.
No.
You're running at full force.
Yes.
So where is the power being lost then?
The momentum. Your feet are like leaving, but I'm saying like, the guy that is standing there, like, it's easier for you. Is it easier for you to run over somebody or stop somebody?
Run over somebody.
I think that's harder.
You.
So you're going to tell me that in every situation, if a person is 150 pounds, he could run over a 150-pound person easily?
Yes.
Or would it be easier for them to stop that 150-pound person?
If one guy is running towards the other guy and the other guy is kind of like stationary, it's easier to run him over. Because like you said earlier, you have all the momentum behind you.
No, it's not.
You have momentum is 4 times acceleration, 4 times velocity. If you're running at 10 miles an hour and you have 200 pounds on you, that's 2,000 pounds of force that's charging at the 100-pound guy.
I know, but you don't understand that there is techniques preventing that from happening.
So you're saying the defensive player's technique will overpower the offensive player's
momentum? I'm saying they can.
Okay. In the perfect world, but this NFL is not a perfect world, and these players are not even.
No, you just asked me how.
But you're saying like there is possibility. I'm like, okay, what's the likelihood of that?
No, happening? But what was your original question? Can a lower weight person tackle somebody else without taking out their legs?
And I said yes, and I say no. Tiebreaker, JJ. You heard what both arguments.
Well, I mean, it's possible.
So why aren't all the running backs then supposed to be super big then? Why wouldn't you just get a big-ass heavy running back?
I mean, everyone wants a Derrick Henry.
Okay, but I think those guys are easy to tackle.
I mean, have you seen Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry, okay.
I think it would be easier to tackle Christian McCaffrey.
No, I think Christian McCaffrey is way harder to tackle than Derrick Henry.
Because he's agile.
Derrick Henry is easy to tackle. It's just when the defense starts getting tired of getting beat up.
Okay, wait. No. But you're adding now a variable. You're adding that the defense is getting tired.
Yeah.
Everyone's fresh. Who's harder to tackle, Derrick Henry or Christian McCaffrey?
Christian McCaffrey.
From the backfield. Like,
easily.
Shocked from 100%.
Okay. I'm asking you a question then. Does Derrick Henry blow up in the first half?
No.
Well, why? Because everybody's fresh. Why does he excel only in the second half?
No comment, because I don't know if Derrick Henry plays.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to Derrick Henry's first half.
Then why are you bringing up his name?
We're talking about
it's a size comparison. It's literally
we're just
Derrick
talking
Henry's
about
like
size.
The
we're not talking Pedomo, about
like 6 foot again. Plus 250 pounds, and Christian McCaffrey is 5'10", I think 190 or 200 pounds.
I know, but yeah, I think like weight actually defines is absolute. This isn't boxing.
No, but I'm saying I've seen plenty of arm shoves Derrick Henry has done. How many arm shoves have you seen Christian McCaffrey do?
Not many, in my opinion.
I'm just like, just poor tackling.
Poor tackling, but if it's easier to tackle Christian McCaffrey.
I never said that. I said it's easier to tackle Derrick Henry.
I mean, yeah. If you say it's easier to tackle Derrick Henry, Derrick Henry has more advantages because not only he knows exactly where he's going, the defense has to react instantaneously if he's going left or right, make the split decision, start charging towards Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry has all the momentum coming with him that he can easily just extend his arm and bring someone down because that's all it takes. But the point is,
happened once.
The point, it has happened multiple times.
That only happened one season, two seasons. I'm just saying you're comparing him to Christian McCaffrey, who has shown greatness over a long period of time.
The point is, back to the original question. Let's just say someone tackles him. He doesn't do an intentional, like, I'm dropping my weight. But because of all the momentum that the defender just lunged, like, he just did.
That's not the same tackle then.
What happens if someone throws a
they refs? Can't.
What? Come on, you don't. Refs, no. The refs have messed
it's,
up.
It's a.
The refs have called bogus calls no, all the time.
You understand? The layman terms of that tackle is saying that the moment where you let gravity do your job for you, that's when we're throwing a flag.
Okay, so what determines that factor?
If when you throw your feet. If all those tackles that you've seen is, they're using it as a swing set.
Okay, swing set. Okay, here we go. Swing set, right? Like, he grabs one, he grabs a player from the side, and he kind of, like, dropping his feet, essentially forward or, right?
To, yes.
But what happens if someone doesn't do the swing, doesn't swing his legs, he just happens to tackle, lands on his feet, like, lands, like, the player.
Yes, there's a clear difference between them. You could clearly okay. see.
Well, on paper, on wording, sure. But when a hit in a moment, right? When a player, when a side judge is being blocked by several players.
No, running, no.
You don't think it's going to interfere?
No.
Okay, so you put on word that this rule.
I'm just saying
rule will not interfere with the refs making it too technical.
No, because.
Okay, he has said no. This rule will not make.
The reason why is because that tackle swivel, the swivel moment.
Uh huh, the swivel.
You don't understand. Like, it's like. It's dead as obvious, man. It's like a carryover in basketball. It's like when you swivel, like you basically throw your feet and it's like a jerk. It's a jerk moment.
Okay,
it's like a horse collar. When you see a horse collar,
it's clear. It's clear.
That's the exact same that happens with the feet.
Okay, you said the word.
It's a jerk.
You said the word. It's clear and obvious. I'm talking about the ones that are. How is that a hip drop? I'm talking about. Those tackles.
I'm saying, like, if it looked like a horse collar, and you call it a horse collar, but it wasn't a horse collar, all right, bet that I'm okay with that because it looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
Same with this tackle. It looks bad the way the momentum just shifts like that.
Yeah.
And then how it targets the feet. It's clearly defined. The one that you're talking about is when.
The gray areas.
The tackle that you're describing is when somebody hits somebody and they're like at a 45 degree with their feet still touching the floor. That looks totally different.
And let's just say someone throws a flag and changes the momentum of the game.
That's not, this hasn't happened before. You're acting like holding is perfectly called every single time.
What I'm saying is like this makes it's much harder for the defense to do their job. It's
bound for human error.
Yeah, I'm talking about the gray zone. We all know, like, perfect example you said, the horse collar. Clear and obvious. You see the motion of the ocean.
I think this is the same thing, too. Because the caveat of this tackle is buckling underneath the knee.
Mm-hmm. Or what was it?
That's the thing. Is not only are you swiveling, right. But you're targeting underneath the knees. It's like somebody doing head-to-head contact, and you're like, well, how are we going to know it's head-to-head contact? Bro, it's pretty obvious, dog.
But sometimes when it looks like it's head-to-head in replays, it's the shoulder. It's just, huh? And you know how sometimes there's tackles
that, like I
that
said,
appear to be that?
It's one of those things where, like...
Exactly. Yeah, like some... Nasty hit that looked horrible, but it was
shoulder to chest.
His body, his head, like ricochet that looked like it was a head-to-head contact.
Yeah. But it's close enough to where, like, it happens. This one, if the legs don't get buckled underneath the body of a person, it's not a flag. Even if it's just a slightly touch to the legs, then I'll be like, yes, that is a gray area. But I'm okay with that because you shouldn't even be near that area.
Okay. So, hypothetically... You tackle someone, and you know it was a clean hit. You tackle someone, you're dragging him down, right? Boom, and then you get up and you see a flag. You know deep down, you didn't do no hip drop tackle. You didn't aim for his legs. But the ref says, hip drop tackle, defense number 55. And you know in your heart, you're like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I didn't drop him. Like, and you see the replay, and the fans are like, boo.
No, it's because you're acting like physics isn't like natural phenomenon. You're acting like physics just changed like drastically.
I'm not talking about the physics part. I'm talking about the human decision. Right. It's already bad enough that we criticize the refs on almost like a weekly basis of blowing calls.
So why do you think people are landing on people's legs?
To stop physics. In my opinion, I don't believe there's dirty.
I think there's dirty players.
There's dirty players. I do believe them. But, and this is just me, I just don't believe there's dirty players, but I think like 98% of them don't want to hurt their coworkers. Because it's, I imagine word spreads fast, like he's a dirty, like, you know, don't mess with
him. No, I think that tackle is a dirty ass play that I'm glad that they're finally fixing. And the reason why I'm telling you this, physics. If you grab somebody from one hinge point,
yes,
do you expect that the like, imagine I grab this here and then you don't expect my body to hit the bottom?
And we've been mostly
like, it's physics, bro. Like, this doesn't make sense how you think it's an accident.
And we're mostly talking about, when you say hinge point, what area are you talking about? The body, like the hip?
So basically, you said, what kind of tackle is it? Describe the tackle. What's the name of the tackle?
Hip drop.
So you grab a person by the hip
and drop.
And then you loosen your body. So now you're getting momentum. You think your legs are going to like just like go that way? Like, no, you grab it by a hinge point. It's like if you tie a rope to a ball, tie it to a stick, and then you grab the ball and then you just swing it and you don't expect it to hit back in the bottom. Okay. It's being hinged. It's easy physics, bro. Like, I don't know.
Let's just hypothetically say someone tackles a smaller player, like a running back, right? There's smaller running backs. This player tackles him from the shoulder weight, and it just happened that he fell on the guy's knees, on his legs, and he got hurt. Is that hip drop?
No, because the thing that you understand is, I wish I had a string and a ball to like really explain to you. It's like you basically,
all right, I'm using this phone, right? So you go like this, you hit this,
yeah,
and then you see what I'm saying? The momentum goes like this, because that's physics, bro. Like, you let go of your feet and then you just slam, like it's physics. But if you go with momentum, then this shit goes like, you, the top is the one that's getting the pressure. But when you swivel, the bottom is getting the pressure.
Okay. It's like the point with the most tension. So when you swivel, the anchor at the very edge is the one getting the pressure. But if you force somebody, it's the top getting the pressure. It's different tension. One of them is you feel it and you're like, imagine you get hit on the hip. Like, oh, this is where the pressure coming. Like, you know, this is where the force is coming. But the guy swivels and then unexpectedly now your foot gets stuck because it's like, bro, how am I gonna get hit on my hip? But all the tension is happening in my foot. That doesn't make sense. Because it goes from like the swivel. That's what I'm saying. The swivel, the point of impact now is changed to the bottom.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly. And it's simple physics.
Okay, but now, but like, let's take away the linebacker and let's talk about a corner, right? It's already hard enough because
I think corners are actually the best tacklers. Unless you're talking about like a tight end, sure.
No, corners, because they're already, because, you know, like let's say it's a 3rd and 26 and the Cowboys throw a deep pass to CeeDee Lamb, right? Most of the time they're banking that pass interference, right? Defense. So not only the corner has to worry about prevent not making it look like it was pass interference, right? Because the wide receiver can make it look like, oh, you know, they acted out. But now if let's just say the wide receiver catches it and like the player grabs him and he's just like falling down to his, like not dropping his hips all the way, but like letting him almost like drag himself.
Yes.
Right. And they just say, all hypotheticals, he lands on his legs. And
see, that was a great example. I like that example.
And let's just say he did not do a hip drop, but he landed on the player's legs and the ref sees it from afar. And he's like, oh, ah. Because he thinks he saw this player land on the player's legs. So apart from like a 70-yard catch, he has another 15 yards. So 85, which could, that's, I'm just talking about the gray. I'm not doubting or questioning the clear and obvious.
I see.
I'm talking about like, those are like, are you kidding me? That wasn't a hip drop.
He's talking about human error at the end.
Yes, I'm. That's the.
It's okay, already, so that was a great example. I think that will get tricky, but if.
Especially with the Chiefs, because you know,
but I think that goes back to not putting, like, you know how they don't like tackling without putting weight on the quarterback.
Yeah,
I think that's just supposed to keep the defense honest and be like, bro, this is how you tackle. Like, learn technique. That's it. I think it's one of those things that people get lazy and that people are trying to like hurt somebody. They do that. They because I'm like, you could drag somebody down like that, but you could do it without throwing yourself at them.
I'm just more concerned about the human error. That's all. That will ruin. That'll be too technical for
explosion. It won't look in real time. If they do a replay on real time, that makes it look like a hip drop when it wasn't. Then it's just gonna go against the other team when it was the true action was. I came from the left or the right.
Okay, so
and this guy twisted.
Do or something. I believe this is gonna be?
Preseason's gonna
kick their
ass.
What you're talking about, I believe, will happen the first year. But I think that you're gonna overly exercise this rule so people start playing more honest.
I mean, they did
same thing what they did with the like not leaning into the tackle with the quarterbacks.
Yeah,
the first season when this shit came out, it was absolute garbage. But now it's not because people are tackling more honestly. And I think it's going to be the same with this situation. The first year, it's probably going to be horrible. Two teams out there are probably going to like file complaints. And like there's going to be a pro saying that they lost the playoff game because of this. Sure. Cowboys.
Always.
And so this video was talked about on the Pat McAfee show on YouTube. And look at what the comments say. The first comment says, this will be called and called incorrectly in every single game.
Yes.
This is where lingerie football takes over. I like South Park's idea of sarcastic ball. How could they possibly refuse the idea? LOL. I like Pat's takes where the players have to sign a waiver stating that they are understanding there is a possibility of severe injury before they sign to an NFL contract. The reason why they want this is because the NFL says like injury. It prevents injury.
I think this was this like done by the players?
No.
NFL owners, no?
It was brought to the NFL owners, but like the NFL safety managers or whatever.
Do I think we need this rule? No. I feel like it's one of those things where if somebody's tackling you from the side and the front, you should protect yourself at all times. And if they like drop themselves like that and you try to go for that extra run, that's on you. Look at Cam Newton.
Well, and then Shannon Sharp said a good point. Like, if the NFL is saying that this rule is being implemented for safety, then why are you extending the season and you're making extending the season and adding the games?
They did do that.
Exactly. But if you say this is a safety protocol, then you should be adding more games or extending the season.
They extended the season?
Yeah, they week 18. You know how before it was week
17? Yeah, that's when they added
week
the game.
18. And then the same thing, sure. Last year, they added the Black Friday football game.
Okay.
He's like, you're being hypocritical, you know.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard coming in short weeks and you're just adding short weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then this year, there's going to be a game in Brazil.
Which sounds nice. I hope football travels internationally.
Eagles and Giants, I think, or something like that. I don't know, sure.
No, but do I love this rule? No.
Okay.
I don't want this rule to happen.
You put fucking good arguments for it.
I did.
I'm just saying. You were getting my blood cooking. I was like, damn it, DJ.
No, I don't want this rule to happen.
Okay, thank God.
Because I'm a strong believer is protect yourself at all times. And if you're going to try to go for that extra 3 yards, all right, you're putting a lot of stress on your body, man. If somebody, like... I don't want everybody just like get tackled and be like, oh, I'm done, you know? But at the same time, if you don't want to get hurt, do that.
Yeah, because even some wide receiver on ESPN said, like, you can't even tackle a wide receiver. You can't blindside a wide receiver. You have to let the wide receiver catch the ball, let him land on feet, make him take two steps and then make a football move before you can tackle.
You light him up, yeah. Which is crazy.
And all of this is trying to incentivize like higher scoring. Because I guess like the amount of scoring has been going down the last 4 years.
Well, it's fucking games are 3-0 at the end of the fucking game, yes.
Because we got Raiders and Colts.
I know.
On Thursday Night Football.
3-0. Fucking crazy.
It happens, man.
It happens.
Hey, but at the same time, we played a Super Bowl 13-3, and it was slow scoring.
Which one?
The Patriots and the Rams.
Yeah.
The Patriots won against the Rams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Brady was still there.
In 2018, I think it was. 2017, 2018 season.
Oh, yeah. You guys. Yeah. That's when you guys lost.
They cheated. They took the place. But I think it was. So, JJ, do you like this or not?
No, because then it's too much like. It's getting close to two-hand touch. It's getting there. And every season, I feel like there's always a new safety protocol.
The caveat, yeah.
And so it's like, it's getting close to like, you just got to push him with two hands and be done with it. No need for shoulder pads. Might as well be like flag football. Just pull a flag. Don't hurt the player.
Hey, I'm not sure, but like if the NFL keeps pushing their luck, people might start watching the USFL for like.
Yeah, because you know where I feel like a lot of injuries actually come from is linemen falling down on people.
Yeah.
I think that's where most of the injuries come from. And it's like, how are you going to prevent that from happening? Or you can't take somebody to the ground?
Or the lineman stepping on the ankles.
Yes,
on
exactly. Players,
like Trevor Lawrence.
Or like even just them just falling on their ankles. Like, you know how like sometimes they trip and they fall on people and then it's like injury.
Yeah.
That's like a 400-pound man that we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. So how are you going to prevent that from happening? It's just one of those things where like protect yourself at all times. Yeah. If like you see that guy coming at you, throw yourself in the ground. They're like, what the heck?
That was a good debate. But let's wrap it up with NFL mock draft, Mel Kiper's mock.
He updated it?
Yeah, he released one today on March 19th, so a week ago.
Because the Bears actually, they're not number one pick. They are number one pick.
They are. So they take Caleb Williams because obviously they traded away Justin Fields. Number two.
What a shocker.
Jaden Daniels from LSU, the Commanders.
Who?
The Commanders pick up Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, there could be moves. There's rumblings on the 2 and 3 spot. So, for right now, he's just saying, like, this is it. Number 3, Patriots. Number 4, the Cardinals select Marvin Harrison, Ohio State.
Well, who do the Patriots get?
Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. I don't trust those North Carolina quarterbacks.
Why?
Mitchell Trubisky.
You never know. Some people are actually better than their counterparts. You think Kelly Williams is going to be like the Sam Darnold? Or the whoever that was, Johnny Manziel?
I mean, technically.
USC quarterbacks that are booty cheeks.
I mean, technically speaking, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you watch out.
Was Alex Smith a USC?
I think he was.
Alex Smith?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Are you sure? I don't know.
I don't know.
So? Why are you saying no? You don't know. That's why we have you with the computer. Confirm.
Ah. Let me see. Alex Smith played University of Utah.
U of A. No, I'm just kidding. U of U.
Chargers select Malik Nabers, wide receiver at LSU, who arguably saying is the best wide receiver. But can we talk about the Chargers real quick? The Chargers are a shit show. They got nobody.
They're gonna be the bottom of the division.
That's the reason why they're picking up a new wide receiver, man. He's gonna be a new
But like no
Austin Eckler, Mike Williams, and Keenan Allen, right?
Yep. And Gerald Everett also left.
Yeah, I think he went to the Seahawks, right?
This is the season where Justin Herbert really proves himself to be a good receiver. Herbert.
Jim Harbaugh too.
But
John Harbaugh. Okay, let's go to the
John Harbaugh's a coach for that
team? No, it's Jim.
Whatever.
What was it with the Jim? I thought it was with the Ravens.
I threw him off. I wanted to see if he caught it.
All right, JJ, Jim, John, tomato, tomato. Jimmy Johns. There we go.
Big difference. One's a Super Bowl winner. The other one's not.
One's a college football winner.
Okay, that doesn't mean shit. Yeah.
All right. Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
What position do you think you'll take?
I think we're still going to take the down tackle. The defensive tackle.
Wow.
Defensive?
Really?
Tackle. The nose guard, nose
you
tackle.
You guys select J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, Alabama.
Okay.
I think that's good. Extra protection.
Oh, no, we got the... Yeah, I forgot we got somebody.
Our offensive lineman that we drafted last season actually did help us.
Yeah, sure, I do want an offensive line, sure. As long as there's no
Leatherman. And the Los Angeles Rams select...
We need a fucking defensive end.
Defensive tackle. Byron Murphy the second. Defensive tackle, Texas.
Really?
Oh, he's Aaron Donald's replacement?
No one can ever replace him, but we could get close. Or a portion of it.
Let's see what the Chiefs select.
Did you guys hear that Les Need? No. What's his name? Ladarius Need.
Was traded to the Titans.
Fucking use that guy up.
Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver, Texas.
Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver?
Yeah.
But Hollywood Brown is with that team? I don't know.
Yeah. And also they got Sky Moore, and there was another one that was
coming. Yeah, like Ray Rice or something. Yeah, like something that. Like that. Something
no, not Rice. Ray Rice, no. Rashid Rice.
Rashid Rice, yeah.
Because Ray Rice was the...
I thought he was already on the team. He did that catch, didn't he?
Rice?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the team. I just don't remember his first name.
Oh, I thought you said he got traded to that team.
Wasn't it Jerry Rice's son playing football?
I don't know.
I think he was.
That could be the same guy, man.
Oh, it could be, huh? I honestly don't know. Can you check? IT, Mr. IT man.
Brendan Rice.
Where is he at? What college? And what standing is he?
USC Trojans.
He's a basketball player.
Is he really?
Yeah, USC.
Oh, shit. You could have said that, guy.
He actually went to Colorado Buffalo 2020, 2021 and transferred to USC.
For basketball?
No, football.
Fucking guy. God damn it.
It is. Anything else, guys? Otani's innocent. Lakers are better without LeBron James. There, I said it.
Warriors are shit.
Baseball season starts.
Think Otani finesses transfer.
Oh, it starts tomorrow?
Yeah. What? As a recording on March 27th.
That's what starts? Crazy.
Baseball starts on March 28th for Dodgers season opener.
Nobody watched baseball anyways.
We went to Dodger Stadium.
Are you going to watch the game? The opener?
Yeah.
What time is it, AJ?
Mm,
5 in the morning?
7:10.
7:10 in the morning? Oh, no, the afternoon. Yeah, I can watch it.
I said season opener. You're going to say it's 5 a.m. on...
This guy is throwing me off.
I thought you said that the season opener was in
tomorrow
in
at 1:10. Korea. It started North Korea.
But the home opener is what he's saying.
Yeah. Now the home opener at like Los Angeles Dodgers is to is.
See, I just heard opener.
Okay. The first game. The
opening
first
season. That's what he meant. Sorry.
Opening season. Isn't that opening fucking season, in Korea? Opening
season. Yeah. That's
opening season starts in Korea.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. But the first home game for the Dodgers is March 28th at 1:10 p.m.
Which is considered an open opener.
No. Season's already started.
The home opener.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell him. He's confused by both terms. That's why.
I think you were confused, JJ.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I think you were. You barely thought that.
Season opener. Season opener I thought you is thought, the first game of the season.
I'm thinking you thought that the season hasn't started yet.
No. I didn't know what day we would have a home opener. I knew the Dodgers would finally...
Did you know the season has started already?
Yeah, no, I don't think he knew that. He's made it seem like he didn't
when
know.
When was the first?
I'm not going to know that. But I didn't know that they were playing tomorrow at home. That's what I didn't know. You guys get sick, man.
What do you mean, dude?
Huh?
It is what it is. You don't even like baseball, man.
Nah, it says the guy that would never, ever go to Dodger Stadium
again. I didn't say I would go. If, like there's a comedy show there or something, I'll go.
But not to watch baseball.
I don't see a point in it, no.
That one time was enough.
No, it was nice. It was a good experience, but just because I have fun doesn't mean I'm go again.
What?
That sucks, man.
Did you like that bar? What with the bar? Cats and the wilds?
What?
Yeah, the cats and the wilding.
What?
And SB, did you like that bar? Remember the story you told us about that bar? But the match when you Pokemon cards. Oh.
Fuck. I have fun, but
Did you want to go back?
No. What do you mean? Okay, just because you have fun doesn't mean you want to go back.
I mean, if you have
It's just I'm not the type of person that I make the best of the situation.
But you don't like Disneyland, but you still go to Disneyland.
Yes, I have fun there. But would my suggestion ever be, hey guys, I want to go to Disneyland. No, but if somebody says, hey, man, I'm going to Disneyland for this. It's like, you want me to go? Yeah. All right. I'll go. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What are you asking?
All right. That's it. Thank you so much for watching. Adios.